Shalom Australia. Former President and Nobel Peace Prize winner, 92-year-old Shimon Peres, is making an excellent recovery after suffering a mild heart attack on Thursday. Professor Victor Guetta, who performed cardiac catheterization on Peres at Sheba Medical Center near Tel Aviv, said the widening of the artery was successful and that he would be allowed to return home in a few days. Peres, known as a workaholic, has plans to fly out on Wednesday to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where he has scheduled numerous meetings with world leaders and international officials. Over the objections of legal advisers and MKs, particularly Yair Lapid, cabinet ministers last Sunday approved the appointment of Shas party leader Aryeh Deri as Israel's new interior minister, a post from which Deri resigned in September 1993 to face charges of corruption. Deri, who became interior minister at the age of 29, served just under 2 years in prison beginning in 2000, followed by a mandatory 7 years away from politics under the moral turpitude law for convicted politicians. Health Minister Yaakov Litzman was found in an opinion poll to be Israel's most popular minister, a huge surprise for the ultra-Orthodox minister who does not himself watch television and found out the results of the poll when conducting a radio interview on his latest initiative. Litzman is introducing legislation making it easier for those using marijuana for medical purposes to get it. Litzman said in an interview that he had not heard of marijuana until experts began to lobby him regarding its medical usage. Another popular move has been his making a free dental treatment available to all school-aged children. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the Foreign Ministry on Wednesday evening to summon the Swedish ambassador, after the Swedish foreign minister said Israel should investigate the extrajudicial killings of Palestinians. Earlier last week, during a parliamentary debate, Margot Wallström had called for a thorough probe into Israelis who killed Palestinian attackers during the recent wave of violence. During his address at the government press office's annual New Year's reception, the prime minister lashed out against Margot Wallström, calling her demand to investigate Israelis' for alleged extrajudicial killings of Palestinians immoral and stupid. Netanyahu said Israel is not above criticism, but it should be held to the same standards that everyone else is being held to. I think that what the Swedish foreign minister said is outrageous. I think it's immoral, unjust, and just wrong. I mean, people are defending themselves against assailants wielding knives who are about to stab them to death. And they shoot the people. And that's extrajudicial killings. So why is San Bernardino not extrajudicial killings? And the other day in Paris, a knife-wielding terrorist was shot to death. Is that extrajudicial killing? Does the Swedish foreign minister suggest that there are examinations to be held of what happened there in Paris or in the United States? This is definitely wrong, and it singles out Israel in an absurd way. I don't call it by other names. I'll just say it's an absurdity and it's outrageous. Swedish Foreign Minister Wallström was named on Friday in a domestic scandal involving unfair procedures for renting out of apartments in Stockholm. An anti-corruption group urged that she be probed for possible bribe-taking. Amid intense public debate over the legitimacy of left-wing NGOs operating in Israel, several coalition Knesset members have presented a bill that seeks to outlaw the group Breaking the Silence, which collects critical testimonies from soldiers about their service in the territories. MKs Shuli Moalem-Rafaeli and Bezalel Smotrich from the Jewish Home Party, along with Kulanu's Merav Ben-Ari, Shas's Yaakov Magi and Oded Fora of Yisrael Beiteinu, presented a bill on Wednesday evening that aims to ban the group, calling it a subversive organization aimed at damaging the country. In December, Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon banned Breaking the Silence from all events involving soldiers, saying it became clear that this organization operates with malicious motives. A week later, Education Minister Naftali Bennett banned its members from speaking to high school students. A bill requiring certain Israeli non-governmental organizations to publicly declare their foreign government funding is moving towards passage after it was approved by a cabinet committee late last month. Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked, who proposed the bill, said it addresses foreign meddling in Israeli affairs. The so-called NGO law or transparency law would require all Israeli groups that receive half or more of their budget from foreign governments, which is true for many left-wing but few right-wing groups, to disclose their foreign benefactors. Foreign Ministry employees have decided to stop cooperating with Education Minister Naftali Bennett and will boycott his overseas visits. This follows Bennett's statement that the actions of Alon Liel, former head of the Foreign Ministry, showed that he is a prominent left-wing activist who calls for increasing international pressure on Israel in order to end the occupation in the territories, and that this reveals something about the DNA of the Foreign Ministry's employees. Bennett's comments came following revelations that Liel had consulted with the group Breaking the Silence. Israel Beiteinu leader Avigdor Lieberman on Friday called B'Tselem and Breaking the Silence traitors, charging that the left-leaning groups were funded by the same people who finance Hamas. Lieberman said that as far as he was concerned, these entities are no different from Ehud Adiv or Mordechai Vanunu, both of whom have been convicted of treason. The Jewish Agency reported that over 9,000, nearly 10,000, Western European Jews immigrated to Israel in 2015, the highest number ever. The vast majority, nearly 8,000, came from France, and close to 800 came from Britain. Italy and Belgium were next on the list. Hundreds of people, including Mayor Ron Huldai, packed into the Tel Aviv Bar Simta on Friday to signal that Tel Aviv was back to usual. Exactly 2 weeks earlier, the bar was the site of a deadly shooting attack which claimed the lives of manager Alon Barkal and patron Shimon Ruimi. Taxi driver Amin Shaban was killed by the same gunman as he made his escape. The gunman, Nashat Milhelm, was shot dead by police in his hometown of Arara 1 week later. Hundreds of residents of Katzrin on Friday attended the funeral of Shmuel Rada, who passed away a day after the dedication of a synagogue to his daughter Tair, the 13-year-old girl whose 2006 murder at her school shocked the country. Shmuel Rada died following a long battle with cancer one day before his 60th birthday. He was laid to rest close to the grave of his daughter. His widow Alana told mourners that her husband was a king going to join his queen. The dedication of the synagogue took place 3 weeks after the Supreme Court ruled that Roman Zaldarov, who worked as a janitor in the school, was guilty of the murder of Tair. Funds to complete its construction were donated by Israelis wanting to help Shmuel see the building finished before his death. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio on a sunny but cold Jerusalem Sunday.